Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Friday morning. Trudeau joins Jane Goodall for planting of 10 millionth tree. Greater Sudbury's regreening program is now 10 million trees strong, with the landmark plant installed at Ball Park this afternoon. Joining local dignitaries for what Mayor Brian Bigger described as a historic moment was Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and world-renowned scientist Dr. Jane Goodall. The foremost expert on chimpanzees is in Sudbury filming an IMAX movie called Jane Goodall's Reasons for Hope, which includes the city's 44-year regreening effort, which has been credited with turning around what was once considered a barren landscape. Science North is thrilled to partner with Dr. Goodall once again and bring inspiring stories of conservation to audiences around the world, Science North Interim CEO Jennifer Booth told Sudbury.com by emailed correspondence. The city of Greater Sudbury's regreening efforts is a source of pride to those from the area and a model for other communities worldwide. Science North is grateful to be able to tell this important story on the largest screens in the world. Read the full story here. Ontario likely in new COVID wave driven by BA.5 subvariant. Ontario is likely in another wave of COVID-19 driven by the highly infectious BA.5 Omicron subvariant of the virus, Ontario's expert pandemic advisors say. The Ontario COVID-19 Science Advisory Table Group's findings shared on Twitter Wednesday note that wastewater signals, test positivity and hospitalizations from the virus are rising, while regions across the province are reporting exponential growth in infections. Dr. Fahad Rizak, scientific director of the group, said it's likely that the wave will peak sometime in the summer. Evidence doesn't suggest that BA.5 variant causes more severe illness, but Rizak said the variant's highly infectious nature could still do damage through the sheer number of people who catch it. Based on everything we're seeing, the BA.5 wave, we don't expect it to be that large, he said. But there are important steps that can be taken to protect ourselves and to minimize this effect as much as possible. He suggested that people meet outdoors when possible and wear masks in crowded public spaces. He also stressed that people should get vaccinated with their third shots if eligible. We're at the start of a wave. There's no better time than now to go out and get that third dose. You'll start to get protection within days of receiving the vaccine, he said. Read the full story here. Air Canada flight grounding could help Greater Sudbury Airport. It seems counterintuitive, but Air Canada's recent decision to ground 9,500 of its flights for the months of July and August could prove positive for the Greater Sudbury Airport. We haven't seen a change in schedule yet, although if anything, it may lead to cancelling one of the flights in and out of Sudbury for the next couple of months, Greater Sudbury Airport Director of Marketing, Excellence and Innovation Jean-Mathieu Chénier told Sudbury.com. I don't think it's a bad thing. I'd rather have 3 flights a day you can count on than 5 flights a day you can't count on, which is a greater disruption to passengers than having fewer flights. As it stands, passenger traffic is on the rise across Canada, including a spike at the Greater Sudbury Airport, with passenger traffic now hovering at approximately half of its pre-COVID levels, which far outweighs its pandemic lows. While the Greater Sudbury Airport is small enough that its ability to downsize staff during the pandemic was minimal, larger airports and airlines had a greater capacity to downsize staff to help them weather the financial hardships that accompanied plummeting air travel. Read the full story here. Gas prices fall below $2 per liter for first time since May. The promised plunge in gas prices has hit the Nickel City. Gas prices, particularly outside the core of the city, fell by more than 10 cents yesterday to prices not seen in months. The last time gasoline prices in Greater Sudbury were below $2 a litre was back at the beginning of May. OntarioGasPrices.com reported the lowest price in the city yesterday morning is $192.9 a litre at the Circle K on Highway 144 in Chelmsford. In the core of the city, the Canadian Tire Station on Barry Down Road in New Sudbury had the lowest price Thursday morning at $196.6. Burns on Notre Dame Street in Azilda set its price at $195.9 a litre. The Canadian Tire, UPI and Esso stations in Chelmsford were selling fuel in the range of $198 a litre. On July 1, Ontario government legislation passed in the spring took effect, lowering the gas tax by 5.7 cents per litre and the fuel tax, which covers diesel, by 5.3 cents per liter for 6 months, until December 31. The cost of lowering the tax is in the range of $645 million. Read the full story here. Blue-green algae bloom reported in Ramsey Lake Public Health Sudbury and Districts has issued an advisory that water sampling has confirmed a blue-green algae bloom in Ramsey Lake. The health unit advised this afternoon that the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks advised Public Health Sudbury that water samples taken July 4 from Ramsey Lake are positive for blue-green algae, cyanobacteria. The samples contained a species of cyanobacteria that can produce toxins. Though the bloom is presently not located near the David Street Water Treatment Plant intake, Public Health Sudbury and Districts has been informed by the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks that the plant has an effective barrier to all algae and can reduce the levels of algae toxins found in raw water, said Burgess Hawkins, a manager in Public Health Sudbury and District's Health Protection Division, in a news release. This means that the municipal drinking water supply is protected. A sign in place at Moonlight Beach advises the public to avoid swimming and allowing pets into the water if the algal blooms are present at the beaches. If no blooms are present, the water can be used for regular recreational activities. Read the full story here. River and Sky unveils 2022 festival lineup. The much-beloved River and Sky Music and Camping Festival has launched its 2022 lineup and it's a doozy. The 14th R&S returns to Fisher's Paradise and the banks of the Sturgeon River in Field from July 21 to 24 with 26 musical acts to enjoy, plus food, fun and the Great Northern Ontario Outdoors. Thursday night headliner Pink Mountaintops kicks off R&S 2022 with music from their new album Peacock Pools. Toronto band Ostra brings electric pop to the main stage Friday evening. Finally, Saturday will see Toronto grunge rockers Dilly Dally Fresh from the road. Things are really ramping up for us here at R&S, and I'm grateful for the amazing team that is putting in so much work to make this festival happen, said Executive Director Abigail Cassio in a news release. It wouldn't be possible without the funding from NOHFC, OTF, OMIF and CSJ, that has allowed me to hire 2 full-time interns and a whole lot of part-time positions. As a not-for-profit, this support is integral to the success of the fest. Besides the 3 headliners, there are tons of other musical acts to enjoy, demonstrating the eclectic mix River and Sky has become known for. Read the full story here. Lovely day to end the work week. It looks like a lovely Friday to end the work week. Expect a high of 22 today under sunny skies. The wind will be out of the north at 20 kilometers per hour late in the afternoon. The UV index today is 8, or very high. Tonight, the skies will stay clear with a light wind and a low of 8.